Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Commerce Committee heard from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright. There is part of a series of briefings she has given on the introduction of smart electricity meters in New Zealand. Dr. Wright began by going over some old ground.
2 years ago, my main message was, I said that the so-called smart meters being rapidly rolled out across the country were not as smart as they could be and should be. I called them dumb, which is a little unfair, because they are much better than the old meters they are replacing. But dumb is not such a bad word, because their ability to communicate is limited.
Dr. Wright explained further.
I said that the new meters should be able to be linked into a home area network, a network that connects the devices in the home that use electricity. The shorthand term, if you recall, for a home area network is a HAN, H-A-N, and I said that not putting HAN into the new meters was missing a huge opportunity, an opportunity to get us in step with where the rest of the world is going.
The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment said she was pleased with the response from some of the main players in the electricity industry.
A group of 14 Lions companies are working together under the name of SmartCo. SmartCo has developed a plan to roll out over 500,000 and possibly up to 750,000 of HAN functional smart meters across much of the country. This is good news, but now we will have households in some parts of the country with really smart meters and households elsewhere left with dumb meters. It's a mess and a great opportunity lost for lack of leadership.
Dr. Wright said the growing use of electric cars was one reason for introducing a smart electricity network.
Lines companies will need to have a lot of control over the charging of electric cars. Imagine if people drove home from work, plug their cars in about 6 o'clock and they all started drawing power at once. Charging the new Mitsubishi will be something like a clothes dryer on full blast for about 7 hours. It's quite a lot of electricity. Charge times will need to be staggered through the night.
Dr. Wright backed this up by citing a UK study.
A recent study showed that if you waved your wand and if all the cars in the UK were replaced by electric vehicles tomorrow, electricity use in total over the year, you know, would only rise by 20%. It's not a big deal, 20%. But peak power, peak demand would rise by 400%. That means four times as much power plant capacity as they have now. So this understanding of planning around peaks is enormously important. It's not just about environment, it's about economy too.
Dr. Wright had a message for the committee.
What I'm advocating for is that New Zealand lifts its game, that we stop assuming that other countries are getting it wrong, which is what we're tacitly doing. I suggest that this committee take a close look at what the UK is doing, because their systems are somewhat similar to ours, and what they're doing, it makes a lot of sense.
Dr. Wright said the smart meter industry was lacking leadership.
I'm not completely pessimistic, of course, about what's going on now here, because the emergence of SmartCo is very encouraging. But I think until there is some real leadership in this sector, the frustration will continue. What we need are really smart meters and a smart grid that will serve retail companies and Lions companies and consumers and the environment. And that is the challenge.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, briefing the Commerce Committee on the introduction of smart electricity meters in New Zealand. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.